Let's head to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning. How are you, Congressman?
Doing great, Scott. How about you? Let me say this. I want to give a shout-out to the Fighting Texas Aggie football team. Even though we got outscored, they put up a pretty respectable performance. And then our Fighting Texas Aggie soccer team beat Alabama 2-0 last Friday night.
So yeah, it was entertaining.
Those folks.
It was entertaining. This is one of the few days where it's cooler in Bryan College Station than it is in Washington, D.C., I think. We're kind of enjoying...
I know. When I was listening to weather a couple of minutes ago, I was thinking, man, I wish I was there set up here.
Wow.
I guess there's too much of the swamps putting off a lot of heat up here, I guess.
There you go. Well, legislatively, what's on the docket this week?
Well, a couple of things. We're going to vote on the Dr. Chris Kirkpatrick Whistleblower Protection Act in the next day or two. Dr. Kirkpatrick was one of the physicians at the VA who blew the whistle about what was going on in the waiting list and poor veterans care and so forth. He was unbelievably harassed by the VA following his releases to the public and the Congress. And he ultimately committed suicide. And so this is to provide greater whistleblower protections, and so that it gives the American public and members of Congress better insight into what's happening at the VA. It's a shame that this gentleman is not with us anymore because of his service to our veterans. So we're trying to clean that up. The next thing is we're going to have another supplemental appropriations bill this week to deal with the cost of our hurricanes. And I don't have the exact number, but it's going to deal with Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and all the states that were hit from our last three hurricane events.
Is that going to be a pretty clean bill, or are we going to have ornaments hung on that Christmas tree?
Well, that's the question I was asking yesterday in the WHIP meeting, is are we going to be able to keep this clean, or is this going to look like Sandy, where you have the territory of Guam getting money, and, it's out in the middle of the Pacific. Like they did under Sandy. Didn't get a clean answer on that. I hope that we can. One of the things that this bill is planning to do is wipe out the debt from the National Flood Insurance Program. I remember the last time we started talking about flood insurance, we said let's reform the program so that we don't have the program build up additional debt. That didn't happen, and now they're proposing to wipe the books on the debt. So I'm struggling with this one. I know that our states need support and our communities need support, but I'm also concerned about the fact that people try to use these as freight cars and dump a bunch of trash on. And so stay tuned. We'll let you know how it turns out.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. The president's going to be in Pennsylvania today, and once again is pretty much saying, well, he's challenging Congress to get something done. I think he said yesterday that he's looking at using his administrative powers to come up with maybe some less comprehensive health care plans that presumably be lower prices for consumers because Congress isn't doing their job. And then he said the same thing about tax reform. How's that being taken on the Hill?
Well, I mean, I don't blame him for saying those things. Actually, if you look at Congress, you have to unpack Congress and look at the two individual bodies in it. The House has done everything we said we'd do except tax reform, and we're working on that. We should be able to roll out version 2.0 of our framework in the next few days. As soon as the Senate gets off its rear, gets its budget passed, then we can go to conference on a budget, then we can pass a budget. That way we've got reconciliation available for us, and then we can look at the next version of tax reform, because we've taken the input on tax reform that have come from the American people, that have come from other members that were not part of Ways and Means. And so we can do that. So the problem is the Senate hadn't done much. I mean, it whiffed on health care. It hadn't gotten a budget passed. I'm extremely worried that it's going to whiff on tax reform. And so I think the president's fully within his rights to say the same things that the American people are saying, to get off your rears and get something done. But I do want to remind everybody there are two houses. One house has been incredibly productive. The other one has just not really performed. And it goes back to what we talked about over the last few weeks, and that is they've got an 1800s era rule called a filibuster that prevents them from being able to do the right things for the American people to fulfill what the American people said they wanted last November.
Last week you were with us and on our visit, and then also later quoted in The Hill, you discussed bump stocks. and how that was a situation that that came to light because of what had happened at the massacre in Las Vegas. And yesterday, a class action suit was filed against a Texas company called Slidefire Solutions. First, I think, class action suit having to do with bump stocks. There's legislation out there right now. Is that legislation based on something that you put forth, or if not, how is it different, and what does the bump stock legislation look like right now?
Well, let me tell you what I think we need to do. If you look at a bump stock, it is essentially it's an add-on to a gun that makes a weapon behave like an automatic weapon. Under the law today, in order to have an automatic weapon, you have to have a federal firearms license to allow you to own that weapon. And so in my view of the world, if you any modification or part or attachment or service or whatever that allows a weapon to behave like an automatic weapon ought to be covered by that same licensing requirement. And so the piece of legislation that's moving through that was introduced, there are several of them, but that they've all involved some sort of an outright ban on the use of a bump stock. I think what we need to do is go back and reverse the decision that was made by ATF back in 2010 when President Obama was in office that says that bump stocks are exempt from that particular law, the licensing requirements, and put them back under the licensing requirements. That's what I think we need to do. There is not a particular piece of legislation available at this point that provides for that. Now, my position is exactly where the president is. It's where the NRA is, and that is, let's get these things off the street from general ownership, from gunners like me. Look, I've got two weapons. I've got two AR-15s that I could modify using bump stocks. But I don't think that since I don't have a federal firearms license, I don't think I should be able to do that. That's not a ban, but it does say that if you're going to have an automatic weapon or something that makes your weapon look like an automatic, you need to have a license for it. A license to be able to own that, and that's exactly where I am. I'm hopeful that the Judiciary Committee can hurry up and get some legislation out that reflects that so we can get it across the floor. This is the right thing to do for the American people and to help make it safer, and it does it in a way that doesn't infringe on the Second Amendment.
Finally, Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. this morning. Finally, another representative, his name is Ken Buck from Colorado, has written a book about the swamp. He's a new congressman, basically, but in an interview this week that I read, he's speaking out kind of on the way things are done within the Beltway. He says that the leadership of the party lives like kings and they govern like bullies. The game here is to not take a tough vote. Nobody wants to take a tough vote. A tough vote means that you're cutting spending on a program, and nobody likes that. Your thoughts on his comment there?
Well, a couple of, I've got a few observations. Number one, this place is a swamp, so I mean I can't disagree with him on that. And there are occasions when deals are cut that many of us find offensive, and we typically vote against them. But where I disagree with him is that in my 7 years in Congress, I have taken dozens of really tough votes. And I've never been scared of them. I've never shied away from them. And I am not aware of circumstances where the allegations that Congressman Buck made, where the Democratic leadership, the Republican leadership got together to keep people from taking a tough vote. I'm not aware of any instance like that. Now, there were similar allegations made by a guy named David Jolly from Florida back in 2016. He did a 60 Minutes interview and had undercover cameras and was trying to talk about the things that don't work around here. And, when you actually peel back the onion on that, you find out David Jolly's running for the U.S. Senate. And so based on the book that Congressman Buck has written and also his statements to the press, and he does have a flair for the dramatic in the way he said these things, my suspicion is he's running for something else, and so he's trying to get name ID. That's pretty common around here. The constituents in District 17 don't give me time to write a book. I mean, they expect me to be up here doing their work and not spending time writing a book or doing expose interviews. And so I'm disappointed in the way he sort of dramatized things here, and then just some things he said were not correct. And so, I mean, some things he said were correct, but some things he said were not. But
he got some headlines out of it. And like you say, if he's got a book, that's probably what he's looking to do, get some headlines out there. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Appreciate you being with us this morning.
Glad to be with you. I'd ask everybody to continue praying for our military men and women who have a really tough job right now. Also for our first responders, for the families in Las Vegas, and for our country.
Sure. Thanks for the time.